Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day and as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 10th day of the month of Elul here in the United States, Yom Chamishi, the 11th day of the month of Elul in Eretz Yisrael. It is day 698. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. That's now over 100 Shabbosos that our brothers and sisters have been away from their families. These deep and terrible tunnels beneath Gaza. We pray for their swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Binyamin Samuels, Congregation Shari Tefillah in Newton, Massachusetts, to share words of Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Samuels slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim. Those are Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and then translated it into English. Then Rabbi Samuels will lead us in the Mishaverach for the Chayalim, for the incredibly brave soldiers. The Mishaverach for the Chatzim, for the hostages, which is the Mishaverach for the Shluyim, and finally concluding with the Mishaverach L'cholim for those in need of a recovery from illness, from sickness, from pain, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, where Rabbi Samuels will pause for about 30 seconds to give each of us here on the program the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up for the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link, ou.org/Tehillim call, gives you a sneak peek as to who will be speaking on the program that day, as well as the links to various items, including past recordings of the call. I believe we're only a week and a half out of date, mostly because I was in Israel. But also an exclusive list provided by the IDF. We have to try and see if we can get a more updated list of those chayalim in need of our collective tefillos, of our prayers, as well as the entire list of what you need just to go down the screen, whether on your computer or on your phone, or to print out of the five chapters of Tehillim, we say, with Achenu and then the all of the Mishaberach. So you can find that all by subscribing to ou.org/Tehillim call. And to sponsor the program, you could do so anytime at ou.org/call. Again, ou.org/call to sponsor the program for any reason. And as always, we greatly appreciate your support. One last note before I bring on Rabbi Samuels, I want to thank him as he is now in the recruiting business and helping us to identify and to network and bring more Rabbanim onto the call. And so Rabbi Samuels, I want to say thank you to you for the introduction you made the other day with one of your esteemed colleagues. And we are always looking to grow our network of incredible Rabbanim who take the time to be with us, to share Torah with us, to daven with us. So I thank you very much for that introduction. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Samuels.
Thank you, Rabbi Herman. And it is us who need to thank you and the Orthodox Union for your amazing leadership, dedication, and perseverance in maintaining this Chevra Tehillim day in, day out. It is so inspiring and incredible. It is my honor to join you once again in the sacred recitation of Tehillim at this moment in our people's history. Kodesh Elul, in which we find ourselves, so perfectly captures the mood we feel, especially here in America just after Labor Day when teachers and children return to school and the looser rhythms of summer draw to a close. On the one hand, we resume our regular routines. And on the other hand, Elul calls us to anticipate and prepare for transformative growth in our personal and collective lives as we approach the Yamim Noraim and beseech the Ribono Shel Olam grant us a new year of life and blessing. This Shabbos we read, Ki Tetze La Milchama, when you go out to war, a phrase that resounds with special poignancy, as Rabbi Herman noted, on this 698th day since October 7th. We remember the over 40 hostages whose very lives, health, and welfare remain uncertain to us, though they are never forgotten. We also brace ourselves for the Tochacha, a Parshat Kitabo, whose curses warn us of the dangers of failing in our relationship with Hashem through ingratitude and lax mitzvah observance, and failing in our responsibilities to one another by, God forbid, succumbing to division and infighting. Yet we are confident that with Emunah and Bitachon, we look ahead to Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchem, all of us standing together in covenant, just like we do on this call every day, each week, as we approach Rosh Hashanah. And we trust that by the close of the upcoming holiday season, we will once again affirm the blessings of the Zot HaBracha before re-entering the steady rhythms of daily life, fortified with our resolve. Parshas Ki Tetze concludes with two words, Lo Tishkat, do not forget. That is an exercise not only of mind, but our hearts. And so in Elul, as we prepare for the new year, as we recite the Tehillim that I'm about to start, may we carry in our hearts the memory of those we have lost, the cry of the hostages, the health and welfare of those in our lives facing medical challenge, and the steadfast resolve to strengthen our relationship with Hashem and with one another. With this memory alive within us, may the Ribono Shel Olam grant us the strength and courage to stand together, to overcome our enemies, the merit to enter the Yamim Noraim together, Ulanu Itzavim Hayom, as one people with faith, with blessing, with hope, with the Kesiva V'Kesima Tova, to one and all. I will begin the daily recitation of Tehillim. We start with Tehillim Kaf. Lam natseach mizmor leDavid, ya'ancha Adonai biyom tsara yisagevcha shem Lohe Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh umitzion yisadecha, yizkor kol minchosecha bolascha yedash nesela, yitein lecha kilbavecha bechol atzascha yimalei, neronena bishuasecha ubeshem Eloheinu nigdol, Imale Adonai o Mishalosecha. Ata Yadati I Hoshia Adonai Chicho. Ya'anehu Mishme Kodsho Bigvuros Yesha Yemino. Ela Barechev Ve Ela Basusim. Ba'anachnu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Ema Haru B'Nafalu Ba'anachnu Amnu B'Nisodad. Adonai Hoshia Amelech Ya'anenu Yom Reinu. We proceed to Tehillim, Kaf Gimel, Psalm 23. Yizmor leDavid, Adonai Roihi Lo Echsar. Dinos Deshe Yar Bitzeni, Almei Menuchos Yenaleni. Nafshi Yeshayvev, Yancheni B'Magle Tzedek, Leman Shimoho, Gam Kielech Begait Solmabes, Loi Roro, Yat Boi Modi, Shifteho Umishanteho, Ema Yena Kamuni, Aroch Lefanai Shulchan, Neged Sorerai, Dishanta Vashemin Roshi, Osi Revoyo, Achto Bochesed Yurdepuni Koyime Chayai, Vishavti bebe sadu nohoi, ve orech yomim. We move up and ahead to Tehillim Kufchaf Aleph, Psalm 121. Shir lamalos eso einai el hehorim eayin yavo ezri. Ezri mi'im adonoi osei shomayim v'aret. Al yiten lamot raglecho, al yanum shomerecho. Hine lo yanum v'lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecho, Adonai tzilecho, al yad yeminecho. Yomam hashemesh lo yakecho, v'yareach balaylo. Adonai yishmorcho mikol roho, yishmor es nafshecho. Adonai yishmor tzitzcha bo'echa, mi'ato bi'ad olam. We move to Tehillim Kuf Lamed, Psalm 130. Shir hamalos, mimamakim erosicho Adonai. Adonai shima bekoli, yeno oznecho, kashuvos l'kol takanunoi. Im avonos tishmor yoho, Adonai mi amod. Im cho hasilicho, v'ma'an tivorei. Ivisi Adonai kiveso nafshi, v'lidvoro ochalti. Nafshi al Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael al Adonai, im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo fedus. Behu yivdes Yisrael, mikol avonosav. And we conclude with our fifth Tehillim, Tehillim Kuf Membet, Psalm 142. Maskil David, bihiyoso bimara tefiloho. Koli el Adonai ezo, koli el Adonai eschanon. Eshpoch lepanai sichi, tzorosi lepanai agi, lepanav agi. Visatef alai ruchi, vata yadata nesibosi, beorach zo ahalech, tamnu pach li, habet yamin ure'e, ve'en li makir avad manos mimeni. En doresh lenapshi, da'ak tie lecho Adonai, omar tiato machsi chelki, be'eretz hachayim, akshivo elvinosi, idalosi, peod, atzileni mirodfai, ki amsu mimeni, otsia mimazgir napshi, lehodos eshimecho, diach tiru tzadikim, isig ol alai. Achenu, kol beis Yisroeo, achenu, kol beis Yisroel, anesunim betzara, batzara uvashivya, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה. הקום ירחם, ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה. לרווחה מאפלה לאורה ומשיבוד לגאולה השתה. Agala ubizman kariv, v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say together, amen. I will now recite the Mishabera for Chayalei Tzahal, for the brave and proud members of the Israeli Defense Forces. Mishaberach Avosenu Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Hu Yivarech et Chayalei צבא הגנה לישראל ואנשי כוחות הביטחון, העומדים על משמר ארצנו בערי אלוהינו מגבול הלבנון ועד מדבר מצרים, מן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה ובכל מקום שהם, ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני אס אויבינו, הקמים עלינו, יגפים לפניהם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו, מכל צרה בצופה ומכל נגע ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם, ידביר שונאינו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בכסר ישועה ועטרת ניצחון, וקוים בהם הכסוף, כי אדוני אלוהיכם, ההולך עמכם, וילחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. Now we recite with tears in our eyes the Mishaberach for the Shvuyim and Shvuot, for those still held in captivity. Mishaberach Avoseinu, Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aharon, David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech Vishmor Vinsor Es, Nedarei Tfa HaHagana Yisrael Ushvuyav, Ve'et Kol Achenu Va'achyotenu, הנסונים בצורה בשביה, בעבור שאנחנו נספלים בעבורם, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, ויוציא מחושך בצל מובס, ומוסרוסיהם ינתק, וממצופוסיהם יושיהם, ישיבם מהרה לחיק משפחוסיהם, יודו לאדוני חסדו בנפוסיו לבני אדם, וקוים בהם מקרא שכסוב, ופדויי אדוני ישובון, בואות ציון ברינה, בשמחה סולם על ראשם, ששון בשמחה ישיגו, עשו יגון בהנחה, ונאמר, אמן. Finally, we conclude with the Mishaberach for Cholim and Cholot, for those who are ill and facing medical challenges in our lives, our family and friends, our communities, all of Klal Yisrael. And especially the wounded of Tzahal and those who are injured in body and spirit from the very difficult past time. Yishaberach, Avoseinu, Abraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron, David Shlomo, Hu Yivarech et HaCholim, הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם, לרפוסם, לחזקם, לחיוסם, ישלח להם מהרה רפואה, שלמה, מן השמיים, לכל עבריהם, לכל גידיהם, רפואס הנפש, רפואס הגוף, תח, תוך שער, כל חולי ישראל, אשתה בגלל בזמן קריב, נער, אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Samuel. It's great to have you on the program. Thank you for your kind words. We look forward, please God, in the Eretz Hashem, to having you back on in the near future. I also want to thank our producer extraordinaire, Rebecca Levy, your colleague, for all of her coordination behind the scenes in handling so much of the logistics for the daily call. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a safe, wonderful day. See you back tomorrow.